What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host, M.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was three lovelies this time.
Lovelies.
Em. Three
lovelies.
So, Em.
Really appreciate it.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm doing good.
You want to tell everybody where they can find us?
You can find us on... No, since you brought me, since you wanted me to do it.
I know.
Instagram at...
The best part is, like, I don't tell you you're going to do it. I just, like, where are you going to find us? And then sit that blank deer in the headlight stare on your face.
I'm like, okay. Instagram, Twitter. Oh, no. Well, you can't find us on Twitter.
You can find us on Twitter. So we're just not going to promote it. Remember?
No,
but
promoting.
But we're there. But no.
If you find it, you find it. Instagram... Is that really the only problem for we are?
And Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram at Audio Oddity.
Audio Oddity what?
Podcast.
Thank you. And the email?
Email Audio Oddity Podcast.
At?
Gmail.
Nice. That was really
nice.
So
you'll find us at audiooddity@gmail if you want to email us. You know, send us some pictures of
let's just stop right there. That's just, that sentence just got real creepy.
Your yard. I was gonna say your yard.
No, pictures of your yard.
Yes, since we have a lovely view of our yard right now.
Okay, yeah. Since you made that awkward, I'll go ahead and repeat. This is Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us across all platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast,
except for the mainstream ones.
Instagram, Facebook, we're on Twitter, just find us.
Should we be on Tinder?
Or you can catch us on email, Audio Oddity Podcast at Gmail.
That's how we hook up with podcasts. We go on Tinder.
I'm sorry. So we're recording in the garage, and we have like two windows in the garage, and I saw somebody like out of the corner of my eye like pass by the window.
I saw someone fly. Well, I was like, what?
It's the neighbors. They're having like a water gun fight or something.
Oh, that's cute.
But I thought it was somebody like literally staring in the window. And I was like, man, too bad I don't have a third mic. That's all I thought.
What do you mean?
They could have joined. You know, they could.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing in there?
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, that's where you can find us.
We look really weird.
What?
Thinking about it.
Audio Oddity Podcast. Find us across your social media.
They think we're like robots and charging.
What are you talking about?
We just have a bunch
about?
Of wires hooked up to us.
Anyway, okay.
I have my heartbeat right. Monitored.
You know what?
You know that maybe that's the secret of how we get our podcast. We're robots.
We're robots. Speaking of robots, Em, what would you like to talk about on your Em's Corner?
Actually, speaking of that,
nothing to do with robots, by the way.
Yeah. This but we forgot one thing. The joke of the day. The joke. I can't form words. The joke of the day.
Thank you. What's the joke of the day, Em?
Okay. If we could get ready.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Go ahead. Joke of the day.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Why don't we play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs.
Okay.
Play the D roll. I feel like it gets more and more awkward when you don't. Thank you.
There. Okay. It is more awkward. Yeah. Nothing after. It's just like an awkward silence.
It's just like, I know. The awkward silence is the everyone laughing at the joke.
No. That is not the awkward silence. Yeah. At all.
It's that everyone has, just, no. Oh my God, you don't. Wait.
No.
What was that?
No. All right, M's Corner, what you got?
M's Corner. I have The Summer I Turned Pretty Trilogy.
Okay, what is that? An anime? A movie? A
Does it look like, okay, he can obviously see.
But can the people, when the people listen to this, can they see you though?
Yeah, but that's, it's the point. A trilogy. Oh, actually, never
mind. Yeah, that could be, it's a movie. Yeah, or a video game. Or, so what is it? It could be.
It's a book. Thank you. Okay, but
there we go.
Most people probably don't know what it is because I don't know what it was. I'm going to be honest.
What's the name of it again?
The Summer I Turned Pretty trilogy. That's not the name of all three books. That's just like one of them. That's the first one. Yeah, so there's The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I Churned Pretty?
So, the summer,
so is this about making butter? Or?
No. The Summer I Turned Pretty, it's not Summer
it's
Without
the country
You.
Croc
story. We'll always have summer. Okay, but I read the first book. It's a 3-in-1 exclusive thing.
So what are the names of each book?
I just gave the names of each.
Oh, book. You did? Yes. Oh, all I heard was churning butter.
Really?
Okay. Well.
Okay, so, yeah. I finished the first book of the trilogy, and I'm reading all three books since it's all in one, since it's just, like, a packed, like, thing. I'll show you right now, Rocky. Like, you can see where this is the third book. This is the first book. And
okay, so I'm looking at a book that's thicker than a Bible right now. And
it's three books.
Yeah, it's pretty hefty. So it's three books in one. And the summer I Turned Pretty. What's the first book? The first book of the trilogy is called The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah.
What's the second book?
It's Not Summer Without You.
It's Not Summer Without You. And the third book?
It's We'll Always Have Summer.
And We'll Always Have Summer. So this
is
all.
If you couldn't tell already, it's a romance.
So. I'm dealing with you. I'm sure it was.
Honestly.
So this is all packed into one book.
This is not my normal type of reading. I don't normally read like.
And I didn't read the book, but let me.
Slice of life.
I didn't read the book, but I'll go ahead and give my review of it. I'm sure it's some girl in there. Maybe even somebody dies. The boy, you know, he leaves, he comes back, you know, it's a deep heartfelt love story, and in the end it's either really sad or really happy. Am I right?
No.
Boom, drop.
Okay,
it.
Okay, so it's about Isabel, who goes to Isabel. Okay, sorry, so I was
so
blanked.
Isabel goes to Isabel
no. Let me finish. Okay, Isabel that goes to the summer house with her mom's best friend and her two boys are the mom. Her name is Suzanne.
So the mom best friend has two boys.
Two boys, yes. Okay. I don't remember her name. Is Suzanne?
It doesn't matter. Nobody's gonna read this anymore.
Yeah, you might if you. Okay, so it's about, yeah, she goes to like some. I can't talk today. Okay, I can never talk. When can I ever talk? Sorry, no, I got distracted. There was like this, those neighbors.
I think somebody's
boys.
Mowing.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody's mowing.
I was
can
like,
hear
what?
Mowing. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so Isabel goes to the summer house with her mother's best friend, and her mother's best friend has Susanna. I don't remember her name. Let's call her Susanna. Susanna has two boys. She has two boys, and there's Conrad, and then there's Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a little fun-loving, kind of like happy boy. He's like pumped for, like, he's good at stuff, but he isn't like, you know, he isn't like, he's not great, but he's good. He's good. Like, he's good. Conrad, he's kind of like the bad boy, you know, typical. Smokes and stuff, like, or not that he's more okay throughout the book. Isabel goes to this beach house every single summer, so ever since she was like a little baby, so she's been going there, so she knows the boys. So it seems like Conrad eventually was more sophisticated and more like broody, not broody, but like he was more, before he turned full bad boy, he was more like good quiet boy, just like broody though. So yeah, Isabel has a crush on Conrad, always has. She's basically in love with him, and I don't know if there's going to be spoilers. Do you want there to be spoilers?
Like I said, nobody's reading this.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah.
It could be spoilers. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about this. It was recommended to me by a friend who I really didn't, I really didn't think I was going to read it, but after she was like, you know, Imogen, you should read this, and, you know, like, you might like it, or, yeah, as she was like that, then, like, yeah, I was like, maybe I'll try it out, so, and I have, and I read the first book, so it was okay. My thoughts of it was, like, I don't know, the beginning was good. It made me want to read more, like, it made me, like, it's one of those books that you pick up and you, like, you wanted to know what happens. Like, you're interested to see what happens, but you're not really in love with any of the characters. And there was a character I was in love with, and his name was Cameron. And she broke his heart. Like, dude, like, okay, her name, Isabel, or they call her Belly. Belly went on... What was that look for?
What's that look for? This Belly caught me off guard. Go ahead.
What's that look
please
for?
Please continue.
Yeah, Belly, she's like, yeah, Belly, like, dates this guy when she's in love with Cameron, or the Conrad, sorry. Both C's, very confusing. She dates this guy named Cameron while she's in love with Conrad, and she basically just uses him the whole entire time. She thinks she's in love with... She thinks she tries to, like... She says, oh, my God, I'm not in love with Conrad. Oh, my God. Like, we all know she's, like, in love with Conrad throughout the whole entire book. And she just completely uses this guy, like, no... And the thing is, during the end, she does not... spoiler, she does not call him back or anything. The last time she sees this guy is that she's, like... She's literally just, like... She's like, do you want to see each other again? And she's like, maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
She was like, and he just kind of like, at that moment, he was like, yeah, no. Yeah, and then just leaves. And then they don't call back until he tries to call her twice at the end of the summer. And she does not pick up. So, and she just like, carries on, and other stuff happens in the book, like, you know, it's not just about romance, but it kind of is just about romance. She spent the whole summer worrying about boys, basically. All I can say is Conrad emotionally unavailable, shouldn't be in a relationship in the end. Jeremiah should be in a relationship, obviously. He's actually in a spoiler, he's in love with Isabel. Or goes to be in love with Isabel. Or tries to be in love with Isabel. I don't know. Isabel. So, and Isabel was like, okay. You know, giggle, laugh. Just pretend it never happened. And they go back to being like buddies. But like, yeah. The thing is, the whole thing was supposed to be like the boys looking at her differently. Like, it's like the summer I turned pretty. Like, you know, it's the whole thing where she's like, I'm not pretty, guys. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. So.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know what to say right now.
She's like, okay, the thing is.
I have no words for this whole segment.
Throughout the whole book, she's like, I'm not pretty, guys. And I'm like, is she like, she's like, everyone's falling in love. Basically, everyone's like hitting on her and stuff. And like, she's like, I'm so ugly. Like, not ugly. She never like really calls herself ugly. But she's like, oh my gosh, I'm not really pretty after all. Like,
excuse me.
I hate my nose. Or she'll say stuff about her freckles. Or so, like, when she's like, the summer I turned pretty. She never realizes she's pretty. She never does any self. I don't think Isabel had any character development throughout this whole thing. She stayed shallow. She was shallow. Maybe she even got worse towards the end. I don't know. I did like how the mothers... Oh, I love the character dialogue between the mother and her best friend, Susanna. Or Laurel and Susanna, their dialogue made it seem like they're really like friends, you know, like they're like, you know how you read stuff and you're like, oh, those characters were just like, you know, they're made to seem like friends. Well, and here they seem like genuine, like friends, like, you know, you tell your best friend to shut up or something, or like, oh, it's like you argue with your best friend, you talk plain casually with them. In other books I read, it seemed like friends were more like, hi, hello, how are you? And like, you know, they just met each other and stuff. It never really seemed like that. Like, it always really seemed like that. And I like to, yeah, I just like the dialogue between them. Is there anything else I can add? Isabel was a trashy person. I didn't like Isabel in the end. I really didn't. Cameron was my favorite character. Fell in love with him. Yeah. Cameron was absolutely my favorite character.
So, would you say Isabel, as the kids say, ghosted Cameron?
Yes, she did. She did ghost Cameron. She ghosted Cameron.
All right. Well, thank you for that compelling review of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Why do you gotta
trilogy.
Say it like that?
If you would like to check out The Summer I Turned Pretty trilogy.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
I'm sure it can be found at your local Barnes and Nobles. No
thing
promo.
Is, I already knew, like, thing is, I know what happens throughout. I'm gonna read three books. I think I am anyway, if I'm interested.
Barnes and Nobles or your local middle school library.
It wasn't my favorite ending, but like, it wasn't, I didn't really, they were okay. The book was okay, like, and all, like, but I didn't like the ending. Like, she was kind of just.
Yeah.
Isabel was not a good person. She basically, she didn't make, the thing is, it's all about boys. She barely makes any friends. I mean, they talk about friends, but they don't really speak on her friends. She doesn't really have any friends besides these boys and Cameron, who ends up being a love interest, or more like a bad character, you know, like,
yeah,
just someone to take on.
So you're saying Isabella was not a great person.
Okay.
Speaking of not great people,
that's a horrible just say what it is. Okay, so what are we talking about next?
Ethan from Resident Evil Village.
Oh gosh, no. Why are you still laughing?
Because Ethan is not a great person. I do not like him. He is not. But
he's not a great character. I wouldn't say he's a person.
Yeah. So while we're on Ethan, let's go ahead and get into this week's rock review.
We finally decided on music.
You like that? You like that, Em? You like that?
I like the other music. All right. Better.
So this week's rock review, as you can tell by the little half-hearted segue before this, is Resident Evil Village, which came out
today, and we played it today.
Came out yesterday, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
I got to
play it today because you know, everything in the world always goes wrong when I want to play a video game, but whatever.
Yeah, he's not even joking. Like, every single time he sits down to play his game, someone has something.
I need to do something or get somewhere.
Can
always
you
something.
Come help me with my TV? One time, like, you were just sitting down and Carter just came out of nowhere and he was like,
"Yeah, like, can I?" It's like if I feel ignored in the house, just go turn on that PlayStation 5. Everybody then knows, will find me. So, but yeah, so Resident Evil Village, I played about 2-3 hours? About two hours, something like that today.
Like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So this is going to be spoiler free. I'm very much liking it so far. It has, it's pretty different from the last one, from 7, which, as you remember, if you go back in the podcast, you hear me talk about 7, where I basically went into the house, played about an hour, got to a certain set of stairs that they wanted me to go down, and I was like, nope, I'm done. And that was the end of the game.
It's more demented and
Yeah.
Resident Evil 7?
Like, 7 was more like dark. Psychologically dark, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, they have, I don't know, gore.
I guess because it was a, I guess, you know what it was? This is what I was telling somebody else the other day. Yeah, it was like people. It was like real life people in 7. And you were like, you know, you're trying to kill them. I mean,
yeah, and you found your it was more eerie,
even
and
though
dark.
Even though if you finish 7, you'll find out, you know, it was actually not kind of, yeah, I don't want to say, if you never played 7, I won't spoil it, but it yeah, it wasn't what you thought it was, but yeah, but this one's more like werewolves and vampires,
lichens
and vampires. Werewolves, same thing. Yeah, it's more like that. So it's, you know, it's I don't know. I don't feel bad about shooting a werewolf's head off. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, it's cool. So
makes
yeah.
You, well, in like Resident Evil 7, you feel kind of bad for.
Yeah, like you're like, I don't want to kill her dad. You know, you know.
I mean,
you're
no. At first, you feel okay. At first, you don't mind blind. The stuff they put you through is pretty
yeah
funny.
Well yeah, and then you sit there, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you're sitting there and then you get the cutscene where they're like,
yeah,
all of it makes sense, and then
yeah, when it all makes sense, you're like, oh, these poor people, you know.
You're like, what?
But 8, yeah, 8 is more, they didn't went back to, it's like, you know, like I said, vampires and the supernatural and, you know, werewolves.
Which it was
and,
the supernatural before, but it was just,
yeah, but this is
more
like
focused,
yeah,
evil,
yeah. So, but yeah, it looks good on PS5. I wouldn't say it looks like all outstanding because, like, you know, I'm pretty sure if I was playing on PS4, I wouldn't be like, oh, it looks crappy. You know what I mean? It looks, you know, it's not a totally, you know, it's not a PS5 exclusive or a next gen exclusive. So, you know, it is what it is.
But, is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it is what it is.
No, it doesn't remind me of Big Mouth. I was like, it is what it is.
But I am enjoying the game so far, and I will most likely finish the game. Yes, I will.
No,
I am notoriously bad at video games, being
yeah,
that
he'll be sitting
I'm
there.
I'm impatient about like puzzles. Like,
yeah, it's not really a puzzle though. When
it's
you're
not really
finding
a
key.
But
it's not.
I get impatient though. I'm like, I just can't. Just let me open the door. I don't want to go back and look.
Yeah, he'll
you know?
Try shooting the lock when I've told him like 3 times that you cannot.
No,
shoot the
just lock. Let me shoot the. In real life, that lock will come off. I mean, I'm just trying to keep
that
it
ain't
real.
Right.
I'm trying to keep it real. You know, so what took me probably 2 hours to do, probably, you know, some people probably, you know, that's only 30 minutes of the game for them or whatever, you know.
It probably only took people 5 minutes, to be honest.
Gee, thank
you. All
you
had
you,
to
Al.
Do was
thank
walk
you,
in and go left, and that was it. Or
I couldn't
go right.
Look, I couldn't find it, all right? I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it. You were literally, it was just right there. It was just.
Everything looks the same in that damn village. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
But anyways, yes, I will finish it.
He'll
yes,
be like,
I
where's
will.
The scarecrow?
I'll be back
the
on
scarecrow
it.
Scarecrow will be in front of
and
him.
When I finish it, I will claim triumph and be like back on here like, ooh, I finished
this
village.
This is going to be your second. Actually, you've completed Man Eater.
What, game this year?
Yeah.
Oh, this year? No, I completed Miles Morales, Man Eater.
Didn't complete DC.
What? What DC? What? Oh. Outer Worlds. I'm pretty sure I got another one I finished too. I finished a couple games this year.
Hey, but did you really complete any good ones?
Man Eater was excellent. I don't know what y'all talking about. Man Eater was so much fun. I don't even know
okay,
what y'all talking
but
about.
That's building
but
up
anyway,
skill.
Miles Morales. That was a great game.
You saying the name 3 times doesn't make it any better.
It makes it that great. Miles Morales. But anyways, so yeah, Resident Evil Village, I think it's worth the $59.99 if you're on the verge of thinking about should I get this, should I not? Yes, it is worth the $59.99. I would definitely pick it up. It gets 4 rocks on my scale. And it's not also if you like not a scary game person, you know, you're like, oh, I don't like horror. It's not nearly as scary as 7 was.
Yeah,
to me.
But I wouldn't let your children play.
Yeah, I still wouldn't let my children play. But it's not like that horror element 7 had to it.
We get to
and
the
also seen
we get
on,
to the second part. It's just like head screaming.
I know, right? Like, yeah, we get to the other half of the game. But I also seen, it was on Twitter, I don't know, somewhere, maybe it was, I don't know, but I seen where like the makers of it were saying how they made it less scary, because people were saying Seven was like, nah, that was too scary for them.
Which yeah. is disappointing, honestly.
And people also say that Seven in VR is like unplayable. Impossible. Yeah, like unplayable. Like, yeah.
That's no.
Yeah, like people are like, nah, you can't really like play that in VR. Like, that's crazy. So yeah. Four rocks him. I'm all with that. I will finish that game. I will show you.
Are you playing it after this?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
If it thousand depends. Children don't just bombard you.
Bombard me with 100 things.
I need help with the computer.
But yeah, so anyway, so what else? You got anything else you've been doing? Okay. What's your O?
I'm currently working on writing a novella.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
What's with that? What's that response, huh?
Well, because over the years, I've heard about several novellas. I have read several chapters of novellas you've written.
No, you've read.
You know how many novellas of yours I didn't finish? The same amount you have finished. Zero. None.
Okay, but that's different. I had many excuses. Okay, first off.
Oh, here we go.
First off, the ones you heard about were just ideas.
Oh, okay. Ideas.
And then the first one you read.
Five chapter ideas, people. Five chapter ideas.
No. They were ideas, and they did work out to some extent. Uh-huh. But they're somewhere. They're somewhere right now, and they're doing having a good life.
Oh, so you're working on those, too?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay. So I'll be getting a rough draft of that. No time soon. Okay. All right. Cool. I can wait.
Okay. No, the one I'm working on right now is the one my first ever novella, and I'm thinking about rewriting it. It's called The Last Night, and I'm thinking about rewriting the first few chapters.
Okay. What is the? I don't even know why I'm asking, but what's the synopsis of The Last Night? This novella nobody will ever read because it would never be finished.
It's about an apocalyptic world and your girl waking up in the middle of the city.
This is the one I was reading, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one was actually pretty good. All it needs is a middle and an ending.
Yeah, but I wrote
M
it
is a very talented writer, by the way. She just has no follow through. None. Zero follow through.
I have follow through. Thank you very much.
She can't finish a video game. You think she's gonna finish a book? Really?
What do you mean? I finished reading a book.
What was the last video game you finished? Okay, that's what I thought. All right. Anyways, continue.
Okay. Yeah, but it's about this little girl who wakes up in the middle of the city, and she's met by this group of people, and she's. Next thing you know, she's on the mission to save the world. Or okay. Not the world, the city.
Sorry. I forgot to turn my ringer off.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. But you should be asking the viewers, is that fine?
Probably not. Everyone call that was my Gordon Greco 1980 cell phone ring, so.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, so... Good luck on that novella, Em. I hope you finish it. And yeah. How about we get into some news this week?
Yeah.
What came up this week? So, as you know, Em.
I know.
Maybe you might not know. You don't really be following things, but.
Oh, yeah. Apple. I totally should follow things.
You should. Apple and Epic are in
whenever
court.
Whenever I get the chance.
They're in court right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Epic sued Apple over. I don't know. I'm not going to get into all the details. There's a lot more people paid a lot of money to write about these things. Go out there and look the case up if you want all the details. But basically, Epic suing Apple because they don't want Apple to take 30% of their revenue off their games or something like that. You know, I think, remember Fortnite got removed? Remember that? We talked about this a while back. Yeah. And all that. So they're in court right now. And So I've been, you know, following it. I've been reading all the, like, you know, into the deep business side of it. But there are a few things that kind of stood out that, like, came out during this case. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That was just kind of behind the scenes type stuff, you know, like, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of stuff like you figure goes on inside of
but
these.
But, you know, no one ever says
but
it.
But nobody ever,
like,
you know,
Apple
stuff.
Like Apple slowing down their phones.
No, well, yeah, when you heard that. Yeah, yeah, back then when you heard that. Yeah, you knew that stuff, but nobody's ever about it or, you know, whatever. So one of them was, two of these, some of the stuff is not even about Epic or Apple. It's about Microsoft, actually, Xbox. So one of them was Microsoft thought that Breath of the Wild 2 was going to get released this year. They could have just asked me. I would have told them no. And they could have asked probably anybody.
Oh, I snorted.
Yeah, you did. They could have probably asked anybody in the, you know, in the gaming world and probably said, nah, that ain't coming this year. This Nintendo, no. Nah, that ain't coming. But yeah, they actually thought that. They were like planning and they thought Breath of the Wild 2 was coming this year. Microsoft did now.
You can ask anyone. That's not true.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what they thought. Microsoft, they reviewed Last of Us 2. Like an internal review, like a review they paid somebody to write up for them to review it. And basically they said it was a really good game and they, you know, they hopefully strive to make games like that.
I heard people didn't like The Last of Us 2.
I didn't, you know how I feel about The Last of Us. I'm not going to go into that anymore. But yeah, so.
Maybe The Last of Us 2 is better.
Yeah, and also... and we kind of knew this too, but I have heard this many times before. Xbox has never turned a profit on any of their consoles.
That means
they have never made any money off of just the console itself, like console sales. Yeah. I'm pretty, you know, they make it on, believe me, they're okay. They wouldn't keep making them if they didn't. But the they always making consoles at a loss. Now, I'm sure they make it up in all the games and software and whatnot. But the console is always made at a loss, you know. And that's because, I mean, you got to think about, like, the Xbox Series X, right? It's like a high-powered gaming PC. You know what I mean? So, it's not... You try to build, like, I think I seen, what was that? I was watching some one day, and they're talking about if you were trying to build a PC just as powerful as a Series X, you know, you're talking $2,500 or so, $3,000. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of money that would go into building a PC that just as powerful as your Xbox Series X. So, them pricing it at $500, you know what I mean? I mean, they're not really... You know, and they can't price it at, you know, no matter who's going to buy it at $1,000, you know. Well, somebody will, but they wouldn't sell as many, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, they always make those things at a loss.
That honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It does.
You know, I never really thought of it like that.
Yeah, it does. But, yeah, that's just some stuff that's going on in that case. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of finger pointing and, you know, and... But
whose fault?
And, you know, and Apple's argument is basically it's our store. We charge what we want. Epic saying it's not fair, you know, whatever. So we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully they can come to
an agreement
or
a compromise
that doesn't hurt gamers too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they'll be taking off a bunch of games.
Yeah. Okay. So in other news, PlayStation is also getting sued.
A lot of people getting sued this week.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You know, the Epic thing is kind of old. They just went to court. But PlayStation is getting sued over a digital store monopoly. People are saying that their games that you only could find on their store.
Yeah.
That's considered. Now, you know what a monopoly is, right? Not the game, but like what an actual monopoly is. It's when, M might not know this, but... When you hold a monopoly over something, it means you know, nobody else can get it. You're cornering the market. You know, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, you know, they're taking their games and they're saying the only place you can buy this game is the PlayStation store. That's it. You know?
Oh.
And people, they actually build a case and a lawsuit over it. Yeah. So we'll see how that turns out. I mean, I don't know all the legalness behind it. I've heard, just like, you know, in passing, I've heard monopolies are illegal here in America, but I'm pretty sure there's ways to get around that. Yeah. I mean, couldn't they just be like, okay, they'd be like, okay, we'll put the game on PC too, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean? Just to get around all this. But yeah, I don't know, but they're getting sued. But I also read something about this lawsuit where it could lead to cheaper PlayStation Store games.
Which is not
bad. Yeah, which is good for me.
I'm not complaining. So, but
yeah, exactly. Other PlayStation news, they're going to redesign the PlayStation 5 in 2022. That's the rumor, that they're going to have a PlayStation 5 redesign.
But she's already so good looking.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe people don't like them curves, you know? I don't know.
Man, whoever they're into skinny. They're into boxes.
I don't know. But
they make it like the cube.
Into, would you say they're into Xboxes?
No. No. That didn't deserve my okay. My cheetah joke was better.
All right, but yeah, so they're going to redesign it, which kind of sucks because it's like, we just got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just got the play. I mean, they do, you know, they
why
do
redesign it,
but they do refreshes. You know, they come out, you know, I remember the PS4 Slim, and you know, they you know,
PS4 Slim.
Xbox came out with, I don't know how many versions of Xbox. They had the S, the this, the that, the that. The, you know what I mean? They had a bunch of different
Xbox
versions.
Yeah, I know Xbox doing that, but PlayStation?
PlayStation, yeah, they had a few. No, they didn't. They had the Slim one, and then I think they had another one too. But they went through a few redesigns.
Sorry, looking at our neighbor, probably thinking we're weirdos.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
He glances over here.
He glances over. You don't want to look though too hard.
No. He's glancing over here every 5 seconds. Oh, really? Yeah.
What are they doing in the garage? But yeah, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It just kind of sucks that they're going to redesign it already. I like the look of it.
Yeah,
a lot of people did.
Like, you have to buy it.
It's huge, yes, but I like the look of it.
I mean,
so I know,
it came in a really big
but
box.
Our luck is though, they're gonna redesign it and they're gonna add more storage to it. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay, well, maybe it's gonna even turn out to be bigger.
Nah, they can't go bigger than that. Can't go bigger than that. It
the
won't
box e- was huge.
If it goes,
like,
if it goes any bigger, you won't even need a media stand to put it on. It just sits on the floor. It just becomes its own piece of its own thing. You
like
know
the
I mean?
Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, like the router. You know, just put it on the floor next to the
good luck,
TV.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think it's going to go any bigger. All right. You might like this one.
What?
Nintendo created a dreams-like game called Game Builder.
Why would I like that?
Well, you like dreams. You thought dreams was pretty cool.
I thought
cool.
Dream. The concept of it is pretty cool. I never said I
would Nintendo
play.
Has their own concept of it too, called Game Builder, where it teaches kids how to build video games, but like they do it in a fun little way or whatever, you know.
So like ABC Valves for games,
for game developers, I guess. Okay. Yeah, so
I might be interested in that.
That's not bad.
Know.
I like
maybe
it.
I'll become a game developer
anyways, so that's not so bad.
You have
like
no
it.
Hope in me. What
do you whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. All right, and back to PlayStation, and we might have talked about this. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe this came out right after we recorded last week. But PlayStation is going to integrate Discord. You know, the Microsoft deal fell apart, right? You know, Microsoft was talking about buying them. That fell apart. But now they're going to, them and Discord then came in some type of agreement. So PlayStation is going to integrate Discord into, you know, the PlayStation
gonna integrate.
Yeah,
oh,
meaning they're gonna
cool.
have
yeah,
like
yeah,
Discord.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I hope it's gonna be like you know, since PlayStation's only gonna get like probably a minority deal in it, that they'll still be on Xbox too, you know, and other places also. So, I think Discord could be helpful across all platforms.
Mm. Yeah, no, I like Discord. It's fun.
I have never tried it. I
it's
need to
complicated
get into it.
Whenever you're first trying. And even sometimes I don't create servers or anything. I just talk with my friends. So
yeah, I have never tried it. So yeah. So anyway, with that, let's get into what you've been watching.
What you've been playing.
It looks like you've just been reading.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go. I have been watching I started a new anime, actually. It's a new anime, I guess. I had already started this anime a while back. It's called B is for Beginning, I think it is. Or B is the Beginning. Or I think it's B is for Beginning. It's on Netflix. It's, I'm not even sure what's going on. I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in. It's kind of got like a murder mystery thriller type, but it's like with supernatural beings in this world and stuff like that. It's really good so far, but you know, you have to pay attention to get Scooby-Doo. With all the characters. You know what it seems, and I haven't looked it up, but it seems like this was written somewhere else before, and there's a lot more to the story in like the manga or something. And they're like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more to this. Yeah. So yeah, I've been watching that. I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in. It's only like, I think it's 2 seasons, 12 episodes a season. And yeah, and only like 22 minute episode. I love when they're only like 20 minute episodes.
That shows that it's unique and detailed writing and that
they're getting to the point right away. You know, when they're like, you know, and don't get me wrong, some of my favorite animes are 40 episodes and 100 episodes. You know, Monster, one of my favorite animes, was like 100 episodes long, you know, the anime was. But man, it gets long. It's a lot of filler in there, a lot of filler, you know. But this is
only my least favorite thing, sorry, is when they branch off to another character story that we don't really care about.
Yeah, but they have to when it's like 100 episodes. They gotta,
it's annoying
when they gotta give a minor character his own episode, whole episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah, So,
but this one's about 20 minutes long, 12 episodes. I'm like I say, 5 episodes in, they're already like straight to the heart of, you know, like, you know, the killer is, you know, but you know why, you know, so it's like, what's other it mysteries again? It's called B is for Beginning.
B is for Beginning.
I think I saw I've heard of that. It's on Netflix. I think I saw it says Netflix original on it, but I'm not entirely sure, but I think I saw that. And I want to say the first season came out last year and the new seasons, this just came out not too long ago. I'm still on the first season, but really, really kind of enjoying it because it has like a lot of twists and turns and drama. And like, you wondering, what, how does this character know this character? Like, and how, what, like this dude, and
what's, they have the relationship like a between them.
Yeah. And they have like a Sherlock Holmes type detective in it, you know, like a really smart detective. And I always like stuff like that when he, you know, and he acts kind of goofy and you're like, what's going on with this dude? But then like, when it comes to the crime, he's like, I figured that out 3 months ago. I just been fine. You know what I mean? Like, but a few minutes ago, we had you over there using the corner over there, like picking your nose. Like,
yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's crazy. I always
thought like detectives like that were a little bit, you know, like, sure, I knew everything. Happened.
exactly. But he really does. Like, he really figures stuff out very quickly, you know. Like, he told his, like, it was one part, and this ain't a spoiler because you won't even know the context of it, but this one guy who was a bad guy, he was like, yeah, I figured you out 8 years ago. You did this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this. I just been waiting you out so I have definite proof. And it's like, wait, 8 years ago? Jesus. Like, you know what I mean? People this dude and killed.
Yeah, I know, right?
You should have told somebody.
That reminds me of like a scene from Death Parade where he was like, where the detective is like, I was just waiting for. I need victims. I need victims.
Yeah, exactly.
There isn't a crime without any bodies. You know, and I'm like, what the? What?
You know, when you whisper it like that, it made me think about, I don't know if you're aware, but they're coming out with another Saw movie in like a matter of days called Spiral. Yeah, there you go. When you did that, that's how you sounded like. Called Spiral. It's coming out in like a matter of days, starring Chris Rock. Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Chris
Wow.
Rock's playing a detective.
Chris Rock? The comedian?
Yes, he's playing a detective. What? Really need to get up on this stuff. Yeah, it's coming out like May. When is Spiral coming out?
Not
May.
Staring.
Stop watching the neighbors.
Where I'm looking back at him. No, he stared first.
Yeah.
When it's, turned back around. So. But Chris Rock, the comedian, is going to... It's kind of weird seeing him
play.
It's
coming out like the 13th. The 13th or the 14th. So Friday? Yeah,
oh,
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
That's going to be kind of weird seeing him play a serious role.
I think it's releasing, huh?
It's going to be kind of weird seeing him play a serious
role. He played serious roles before.
I've never seen him play any role.
Maybe you were, New Jack City and stuff for your time, maybe. But yeah, he played serious roles before. But yeah, that movie comes out and it's only coming out in theaters. So
you're not gonna go watch it?
No. I don't think I'm ready for a theater yet. Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know if I'm about that theater life yet. I'm not sure if I'm there yet. But as soon as it doesn't make enough money and hit that video on demand, we'll get it. Cause you know it's gonna happen.
That's messed up.
It'll be on like Netflix or Hulu in 3 weeks.
Stop! If it's
something.
On Netflix and Hulu
or something, HBO, on, HBO
now
Max.
Now it's on Netflix that fast. That's something bad happened.
It'll be on HBO Max like next week. But yeah. But anyways, so yeah, that's about all I got today.
What time is it?
We've been going at about 45 minutes. We're right on time. We're right on about what we do. So yeah, thanks for listening. Just remember, you can find us at Audio Oddity Podcast across all social media platforms.
At least you won't see us at Tinder, apparently.
Except for Tinder, which is that considered social media? Anyway, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay. Well, technically, we hook up with other
podcasts.
Get it? It's a joke.
Could you imagine?
Tinder, yeah.
You post your podcast.
Oh, maybe Lord. Not.
You post your Tinder.
Swipe left on me.
Yeah, that's how you found. Hey, look, we better shout out. It could be a $1 million idea. Discover new podcast through Pinder.
Pinder. No one's still that. Trademarking it right
you
now.
That, about video games and pop culture. Maybe. Swipe right. And then if somebody swipes right on you, then you look at your profile. Hey, that's a pretending you eat. Then you can message them, hey, check out an episode, send them a link to an episode, and then they can press it, listen if they want, subscribe.
We're coming up with a $1 million, $1 trillion idea.
I know, this will be a platform to connect podcasts directly with their
Pinder. Pinder.
Well, if you think about how people hear about podcasts anyway, mostly, right? Word of mouth. Unless you're famous, of course, then people already know you from whatever you do. But
people usually think podcast. I don't think there's any podcast I feel like there's a lot of podcasts.
Oh, there's tons of them. But I'm just saying, I'm talking about just like regular people who podcast, that's not famous or anything. How do they get their podcasts out there? Through
YouTube
mostly,
channel?
It's mostly
YouTube channel.
Well, somebody don't want to do it. Anyways, but I'm saying also word
it
of mouth,
me.
Right? It'd be word of mouth, right? Oh, it ain't you. What? Okay. Next week we'll have that Audio Oddity podcast YouTube channel coming for you.
No.
I did have some ideas.
We were thinking
about
doing gameplay and.
Yeah, I think here we go with the production meeting on air again, huh? Okay. But yeah, I think we like that. I'm gonna try that. But then you know what I thought about though, what we say about the game is going to be in the podcast, but people can't see it. But we could post a video on YouTube, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could, huh? We're going to do that. That's coming soon.
In production.
Yeah, in production. See you in
20. I think that's it for everyone.
2023. That's a work in progress. We got Audio Oddity YouTube channel coming in 2023.
It's not actually 2023.
Also, London's working on the Audio Oddity SMP. That's what you call it, right? SMP?
Oh my gosh. Y'all
for
not
Minecraft
starting this.
Coming in 2025. All right, people. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, across all social media platforms, especially on Pinder.
Yeah, I was about to say, check out Pinder.
Check out our Pinder. Audio Oddity Podcast, or you can reach out to us, audioodditypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Check out them cheetahs. Say hello to Pinder.